It's a business worth over $8 billion a year, and one which can be expanded and offer great opportunities for Indigenous communities. Overcoming barriers and challenges for Aboriginal people wanting to enter the industry, the tourism industry, is the focus of a series of forums around the province, including today in Enoch. Joining me now, Keith Henry, President and CEO of the Aboriginal Tourism Association of Canada. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
And Ricardo Miranda, Alberta's Minister for Culture and Tourism. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
So, Keith, we talk about an $8 billion industry. I mean, that's huge. So what percentage of that do you think right now involves Aboriginal communities?
Well, we've done a survey on our study a few years ago across this country led by our national organization, and we know right now it's a relatively small part of that. You're probably talking in the area of about 40 million or so of revenues from the roughly 140 businesses that are at some level of market readiness here in Alberta. The opportunity and the vision we see that's happening in Alberta is there's tremendous growth potential. So we know that the province is working towards expanding to $10 billion, which is tourism has been on a significant high, and Alberta could be one of those provinces that leads the way. But Indigenous tourism has not been yet fully realized. We haven't positioned Alberta as an Indigenous destination, nor have we positioned Canada as, I think, effectively as we could. So our vision is to really create that space, and we know that other countries are seeing significant revenues across their countries being an Indigenous destination. So we have that potential.
So what kind of things do you, I guess, target or what kind of experiences are people looking for in that Aboriginal realm?
Well, I mean, the first thing we have to help is to educate the marketplace in both here in Canada and across the world about what exactly is Indigenous tourism or Aboriginal tourism. And it is everything. It's hotels, it's outdoor adventure, it's cultural centers, it's food experiences. So we try and help people understand that there's Indigenous communities across Alberta and this country express their culture in a variety of ways. And what we try and do is help, as an organization, and part of our goals of these forums is to create an industry organization that's going to help shape those businesses so that they can really compete. This is not about a handout. This is about there's a market opportunity and a lot of potential growth. So just shaping those businesses so that they know how to sell in the sales channels and really help grow tourism for Alberta.
So, Minister, what kind of opportunities does this hold for Alberta?
Well, when we're talking about tourism, it's the kind of thing that generates the jobs that pay mortgages and put food on the table. It's very exciting. We have direct flights from Beijing coming into Calgary. We have new flights coming in from Mexico as well. And so there's a lot of interest being generated around the world. But the one thing we've learned is that people are looking for authentic experiences. They want to have a connection to the land, and they want to learn from that experience. It's not to put a finer point to it, but they don't just want to go to a museum. Mm-hmm. They want to go and experience that in firsthand, what it means to be a part of that culture and experience it firsthand. And when we're talking about the partnership that we're entering with ATAC, it's going to allow us to put more product in the market, right? Mm-hmm. And in turn, it's going to generate the kinds of jobs that we're looking for and diversify our economy. And overall, a great benefit to the province as a whole in terms of tourism products, but also creating resiliency at the community level, right? When you create those jobs right with Indigenous people, creating new opportunities for them basically helps everybody in the end.
Keith, in some ways, are you bringing people into Aboriginal communities as well that otherwise might not see these places? And is there something that has to happen for that to, because people like to go visit places and meet the people who live there?
That is definitely part of the discussion we have at the community level. So here in Alberta, there's a number of First Nations community, large urban Aboriginal community. Mm-hmm. The question that we try and walk through in our programming envelope is we sort of have a series of things that we walk people through. And one is defining how you want to be involved in Indigenous tourism or not. Mm-hmm. And, a community needs to decide what they want to share, what are the stories. And then if that's the case and they do get to that place where they feel comfortable, then really determining how do they want to guide visitors through that experience. Those are very important fundamental steps that I think, Aboriginal tourism is not new to Canada. It's been around for a lot of years, but it hasn't been done as effectively as it could have been in the past. And I think our work is to help communities and leaders and different organizations. There's a lot of people in the Indigenous economic space How did what's the pathway to success? And certainly the demand is there, as I've said previously. Visitor demand is great. We got compression. We have millions of visitors that want to find indigenous, authentic indigenous tourism. We don't have enough product in Edmonton or across this country for that matter. So we have a, you know, we like
there's great opportunity there.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a huge opportunity, like to the minister's point about creating jobs. And this is really, truly, it's one of those sectors that I think people haven't yet quite realized. I mean, Aboriginal tourism in Canada is worth about $1.4 billion today. Let's compare that to Australia and to New Zealand. It's worth $5 to $6 billion north of
and
that.
And what do they do there? Like, what kind of experiences
Maori tourism,
are you talking
for example,
about?
If I said to most people, if I went on the street here in Edmonton this morning, I bet you if I asked, where would they think they'd find good Indigenous tourism, they'd probably default right away to Australia and New Zealand. There's a reason why. Those countries made a cognitive step to market that as an Indigenous destination. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is help people here switch their thinking when they think of tourism. It's, yes, you've got beautiful mountains here, great waterways, large landscapes, but the reality is it's the people that make it different here.
Yeah.
And so the world wants to know what's the authentic Indigenous story. So those countries realized that years ago, and they've grown it to many billions of dollars. So those are all cultural, many of those are cultural experiences. You think of the Maori, the Hakka, the things that they do. Mm-hmm. We could be doing that here. I argue, actually, that Canada, if I look at Alberta specifically, very strong cultures, very strong people. You know, I've been to those other countries. I've sat and experienced many. I truly believe we have a lot more potential to realize in Canada. And Canada could be the world-class leader in terms of developing authentic Indigenous experiences.
Well, there's recently a powwow here at Bancalf Road. There's a lot of people who went to it locally. And you don't think about that, but that that tourism experience would be something that many people would never get to.
And you're right. And you take and how do we help package and sell that? That's the, that's our challenge in our industry. We just have to get to that levels of sophistication. Like, who's going to help sell that to the Chinese market? You know, with more flights coming from Beijing or Mexico.
How much money is the province putting into this, Minister?
$100,000 as a partnership with ATAC. And you know, and to pick up with what Keith was saying, we have the Rockies. They're a great anchor, and people love them, and they know it around the world. And the issue that we have is that they land at either in Toronto, Calgary or Edmonton, and they go off to the mountains right away, right? And by having these different opportunities and different attractions, we'll be able to get them to circulate throughout the province, and of course get them to spend more time here, and give them a variety of experiences. So it's for us, it's a great opportunity for circling that tourists around the province and generate more interest even.
Well, it's sounds fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there for, I think, for Alberta and for all the Indigenous people here as well to take advantage of this. Thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And by the way, you're really rocking that beard, Minister. So that's part of our theme this morning. How long have you had that beard?
December of last year.
Oh, wow. So you're recent. Yeah. Is it working for you? Or?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Okay,
so far,
good.
So good.
Good to hear. Thanks, gentlemen. Keith Henry is the President and CEO of the Aboriginal Tourism Association of Canada. Ricardo Miranda, Alberta's Minister for Culture, Tourism, and Beards. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock now. You're listening to Edmonton AM.